those vectors that transmit anaplasmosis are horseflies and ticks, and particular types of ticks. Also, it can be transmitted by man. We can transmit it through needles, dehorning procedures if we're not cleaning things in between each animal during working times and that sort of thing. This bacteria gains entry into the animal and slowly invades the animal's red blood cells. The body's natural reaction to an infection is to get rid of that infection. And so inadvertently, because of the disease that's in the red blood cells, the body starts to destroy those cells, which causes the animal to be weak.